How is everybody doing? I appreciate y'all for hanging on and waiting for certain episodes. Man, it's been a hell of a last about a month and a half, 2 months. Man, a lot of big time stuff going on in the race world, the big rim world. Man, we saw the first female dunk racer, Blue Angel, I think out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Dunk Master put her car together. That video is on my site, on my channel, excuse me, on my YouTube channel and many others' YouTube channels now. But yeah, the game is definitely changing, man. We got a lot of people coming over from everywhere. Everybody left and right building cars. Had Murder Nova come out to the Battle of the Boxes with Cut the Check and Boost Doctor. One of the most livest, epic events I've ever went to. A lot of pandemonium and a lot of excitement around it, man. Y'all would not believe some of the some of the money that gets bet, wager on these races, man. It's amazing for the culture, man. It's very exciting to see what your work and what, you know, all that time putting into cars and building cars can do for you, man. It's just amazing, man. Just, I can't say enough. I'm in something that I really, really love. A part of something that I really, really love. No pressure, man. No pressure. We all know pressure bursts pipes, man. And I got a car. I got some things going on with my car that I'm trying to get all together so I can start pulling up in my old school, my dunk. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing, man. I may sound very, very redundant on what I'm saying, but every time I go to an event, man, I hear people talking about, man, I hope they race. Man, I hope they race. Yeah, I'd be hoping that they race too, but there's other unique aspects of going to these events. I had to take a step back and see that for myself. Yeah, we get so fixated on the races that we forget about all the other things going on around us, man. We got a lot of vendors out there, man. Shouts out to all the vendors that come from very far sometimes, man, to get to these events to promote their businesses, to create more streams of incomes for their family, man. Generational wealth. It's amazing, man. You just have to take a step back and know that the culture is more than just about cars, man. It's about the unity of black people coming together, man, and having something amazing happen at that event without any anything going wrong. Even though we can't stop everything from happening, but we can try to bring as much positivity to what we're doing, period. You know what I'm saying? As a race, as a black race. Shouts out to Straight. Man, he's promoting a lot of great shows. Big Rim Shootout this weekend in Valdosta. That's his first event. I think he got plenty, a couple of more this year. And guys, like I said, man, I appreciate y'all for hanging on, man. I know it's been a while since I actually dropped an episode, but I've been so focused on my YouTube that I kind of neglected the podcast, man. I always tell myself, man, I ain't get in there and upload a new episode. But it's coming, y'all. The consistency is gonna get better on this side as well. I got some things that I'm trying to do on this end and try to get together. We have a lot of stuff mapped in our head how we're gonna do stuff, and then all of a sudden life happens. And when life happens, we can't help how things go sometimes. It kind of sidetracks us, but we have to adapt to the situation and keep it moving. No excuses. But we all know, as of now, Boost Doctor took out Cut the Check. Cut the Check came into the year hot, man. The win off of Macho, the win off Cad, the win off of, a couple more other races down in Florida, man. Boost Dolly doing his thing. He been doing his thing. He's whooping Fox Body Mustangs, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying? In a box Chevy. This guy is the truth, man. I'm very, very inspired to build my car. Very inspired to build my car, man. Y'all stay tuned. I got a hell of a series coming on a transition from my car now all the way to a big rim car. Like I said, man, the game is changing every day. It's evolving every day. I went to an event yesterday. Actually Saturday. Today is March the 22nd, yeah, 2021. Can y'all believe what I'm saying? We saying that 2021. We thought we'd see cars and shit like that flying all over the sky and shit, some shit out of Fifth Element type of shit. But we haven't reached that point yet. But things are getting super futuristic, man, with all the battery powered cars and shit like that. But man, it's happening, man. The game is evolving big time. You got Murder Nova coming over. He's building a don't right now. You got people coming out the woodworks, man, for trying to get in and get a piece of the pie. Like, I went to the event, the Footage Fest, hosted by G-Dawg, man. Big shouts out to G-Dawg, man, for having all the YouTubers come out for his birthday. He got surprised with a 1989, I think I want to say, Grand Prix T-Tops G-Body. A rare car, man. Very, very rare car, man. Nice car. Nice car. But the dude put in the work, man. You got to give props to Will Pro. G-Dawg is one of the hardest creators in the game, man. And I definitely look up to him, man. I'm not afraid to say I look up to somebody and want to get to that status. You know, it's never a competition with me, man. I just want to stay in my lane and learn all I can learn and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? We all had to create our own paths, and we got to hit it head on. You know, cars have been a passion of mine for a long time, but I had other avenues I was going down that I kind of put cars on the back burner. But I'm so glad I'm over in this lane now to really have all my focus in it. It's still a balance. You know, you still got to balance your life out to do everything that you're going to do with your family and your kids, man, because they don't stay that size forever. And your wife or spouse or whoever you with, they're not gonna wait around either. So make sure you make time for people, man. Make time for that. But yeah, man, the rim game, man, is steadily changing. Saturday at Footage Fest, Don't Master had a couple races lined up, but the only race that he got off was that of the Black Blur and the Infamous Hellcat. My God. Oh man, these guys with these new school cars, man, these Hellcats and Demons and stuff like that, I guess they think they got some of the fastest cars on the planet, which they do. But at the same time, you know, you gotta be put back in your place sometime, and he put them back in their place. Put them back in their place. Just to show you, man, you go out and spend 50 G's, 60 G's on a brand new Hellcat, where you could just go and buy you a old school and put that same or less amount of money in that car just to go at just as fast or even faster. These big rim cars, man, and the grudge racing cars are putting out so much power so fast. You definitely got to know what the hell you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So what has happened, what I'm seeing from the outside looking in, is there's been a door open for the Hellcat Mopar game, man, to come over to the old school game. It's happening. So in order to keep up with the culture, man, you got to keep up with the culture, man. You got to see what's happening in the culture. And man, like I said, it's hella evolving, man. It's always a lot of drama with some of the fans that, you know, with the racers, because a lot of time people love to see the bad shit that racers do. But at Straight's event, there's a little guy named Demir, man. Shouts out to Demir and his family, man. And just this autism thing, man. Autism Awareness Month. He has autism. and a lot of the racists, man, are highlighting this event around here, around him. You know, they going in and they giving them merchandise and setting up GoFundMes and stuff like that, man, to a great cause, man, for him and his family. And maybe other stuff as well, man. That's where you know you're doing something right. You are doing something right when you doing something, making it more bigger than just you. Of course, you're giving your time, you're giving your energy, blood, sweat, tears, all that good stuff. But you're making it all about someone else as well. And when you do stuff like that, you land out that olive tree like that, man, it comes back tenfold in life somewhere down the line. So, man, it's a lot of great stuff happening, man. I had to come on, man, and give y'all an update, man. It's a lot of big stuff happening in the Rim game right now, man. Y'all go over to my page, my YouTube channel, Orlando Usher, man, and make sure y'all subscribe, like, share, subscribe to the page. Got some more great videos and clips and all that good stuff coming up. Some more exclusives coming up. And we'll soon have some merchandise, man. We'll soon gonna have some merchandise. But, you know, right now, man, it's just rolling with the punches, man, and taking it one day at a time. Because when you're trying to do everything all at one time, you get everything starts to get cluttered. Everything starts to run all together. And I'm 34 years old right now, man, and I'm still trying to learn this thing about life, about patience, about shit, I want to be rich right now. I want to have no worries. But we all know life don't work that way. So, I advise y'all, man, if you got something you want to do, you got something you're passionate about, man, hit it head on. And expect the unexpected, man. You know, some people are going to turn out not to be who you thought they were. Expect for things not to always go your way. And adapt to situations. But yeah, it's a lot of great stuff coming up in the real world. The 20K shootout this weekend, March 27th, Valdosta, Georgia. G-Body shootout, don't shootout. This whole weekend should be epic, man. Nothing but full of races. God just bless these folks to be safe and have a good time. And we can keep it moving, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for rocking with me, man. Like I said, check out my footage on YouTube as well. And we go from there, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a blessed one. Until next time, this is just an update of what's been happening in the month of March and February and all that good stuff, man. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, man. I got more to come. Yes, sir.